So I'll call this special meeting of the County Facilities Committee to order. Note the presence of a quorum. Entertain a motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Moved by Sapp, second by Weibel. Discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Is there any public participation? Hearing none. We're here. I called this special meeting. Let me sort of give you the history. A week ago, Monday, I learned that the state's attorney's office was interested in moving into the space that had been vacated by Highway in the upper level of Pod 400. I discussed it with Chair Weibel and asked if he thought we needed a special meeting. He said he would get back to me. I talked with Ms. Reitz and asked her how imminent the issue was. It was my impression that the issue was not imminent. I called and left a message for Mr. Sheldon, who's here now, to let him know what I had heard. And he sent me an email thanking me for letting him know. I heard back from Chair Weibel, who indicated that he had, I'll let him describe whatever he had done, but he indicated he had talked to people in the building. He was not certain that there was a need for a meeting. Chair Weibel sent an email out, and I saw a response from Mr. Sapp indicating that he believed we should have a special meeting. As far as I was concerned, that's all it took. And so I decided to go ahead and set the meeting. I know Mr. Jay is here. He may come in. He may not. He's sort of thinking about it. So that's sort of the history. That's why we're here. I don't know much more of the details. Chair Weibel, would you like to indicate?
I think that's the truth.
Okay. I see Mr. Ziegler is here. I assume you're our state's attorney's representative. Can you explain to us what this move would entail?
In general, it would mean moving both the civil division out of administrative services, the space that Highway previously occupied, and moving our support enforcement operations from the same pod over here, the gym pod over here, up to the fourth floor. It would allow us to consolidate both operations to have some advantages in shared secretarial and receptionist. It would also allow us to move the civil attorneys into an area where they have no more space to work with. That operation obviously has expanded constantly in the last 10 or 12 years from a time when there was only one of us to two of us to three of us. Record storage, et cetera, becomes a bigger and bigger problem. And also being down in administrative services occasionally creates what we feel are confidentiality problems for us. Obviously, if we're working on something for, you know, one client, the space down there is very nice. They did a very nice job in providing us with a great deal more than we had before there. But it's a little difficult sometimes to hold conferences with clients there, to have information on the receptionist or secretary's desk, which is literally right inside a doorway, right, you know, next to a public hallway. The space is still convenient to the rest of the county operations. And we have gone through the space, and it pretty much winds up being an exact fit in terms of desk and office space for the number of attorneys and support staff we have in those two operations.
Does anybody have any questions for Mr. Ziegler? Mr. Inman, what, if any, work would need to be done to the vacated Highway space to move the state's attorney's office there?
The only items we have to do is clean the carpet, do a few old patchings where the Highway Department had some shelves on the wall, minor paint cleanup, and then be moving the compressed filing system.
Okay. If that move occurred, what would happen to the vacated support enforcement and the civil attorney space?
The vacated support enforcement space would be open for lease, as it were,
And that's finished office space?
That is finished office space. The highway vacant area is finished except for on your diagram where at the top it mentions storage, which is just a concrete floor with some ductwork work in it, but it's very applicable, environmentally conducive for the test filing system. And then on the civil side, Deb and I have not talked about that yet.
Okay. Ms. Busey, is there anything specifically that you think that vacated civil space could be used for if this happened?
I do have some thoughts about how it could be used to bring administrative services in closer so that it's not spread so far down the hallway, which might also ultimately enable us to open up an existing space for another meeting room in this building, which is commonly a need that we can't accommodate. We very frequently have all the meeting rooms booked. We used to have a fourth meeting room that was absorbed by RPC, so that would, and I don't have a specific for you, but I could have a specific recommendation for you by your meeting on June 2nd.
Okay. Chair Weibel, I think your email sort of summarized your contact with the department heads in the building. Is there anybody within the building that is asking for space, either the competing for the vacated highway space or interested in the support enforcement space?
I don't know of anybody specifically looking for that space, for office space. There are certainly several departments who are looking for better storage space. That's about it.
Comments, Mr. Sapp?
I did respond back and ask for this meeting tonight. It was my understanding that if we didn't discuss it in a meeting prior, that it potentially could have gone to full board. I understand that's not going to happen. I mean, it's not going to be at full board for consideration tonight.
Well, my understanding is that whenever we have approved use of Brooklyn space, it's been a committee decision.
Okay.
It's not been a full board decision.
Okay.
Unless there's a budget item.
Unless there's money that goes with it, right.
Okay. And not knowing how quick this could have been done, which sounds like we got plenty of time to discuss it. My other concern was we had previously developed a plan for several other moves that have occurred in this building and had a list of individuals that had requested space, have all those needs from that original plan of people that had requested space and requested moves, have all those been met?
Mr. Inman?
I believe so, yes.
If we could get an update of that information so that we can see who had requested space and what space was needed.
I did go ahead and give you the last document that we had from the work that was done on the so-called East Campus Master Plan and ask you what happened. Representatives of many agencies, including the school and the park district, were involved in a task force that was looking at campus. And one of the things that we were talking about was some land swaps with the park district. This pretty much came to a dead halt when we sited the nursing home. And Mr. Inman will correct me, I don't even think we even spent the rest of the money that we had budgeted for it.
I think we're also lacking funds for a park district to complete it.
Right. So anyway, the last thing that we had the architects do was put the footprint of the nursing home in Knott's Landing, where Greg had suggested the nursing home could go. And that pretty much was it. You can see that this is even before the highway building was planned and just sort of described as future development. Okay. Any other board members have any comments? I'll open it up to other folks in the room. Okay. Yes, Mr. James.
Square footage of that, I don't see it on there roughly. Does anybody know what that is on that area they're wanting?
I thought it was 3,000.
3,900
square foot.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't see it over there. Okay.
Yes.
I stand corrected.
Okay. Mr. Sheldon?
A couple of questions. Do we know, what the... Right now in the civil division of the state's attorney's office, there's fewer people in there than when it was originally designed for, right? Because we had three attorneys over there, and now there's just two working there.
We have three.
Oh, we do still have three.
Yes. Susan,
Jamie, and
she's got
two offices.
Because she has responsibilities in both
divisions. Okay. So what's the square footage like that is being vacated in the where the civil division is and then where support? What's the total square footage between those two?
It's because there's an odd configuration. It's about, I think, 850 square feet.
So the combination of the two is 3350?
Roughly.
Okay. So I guess that's the next question. Does the state's attorney really need 3,900 square feet? And is there a way to cordon off that suite?
Yes.
Yes, what?
We need that space. We want to combine two different departments into one, and that's really the only space that's available to do that in. There's no other available space to do that. We can't put both of them together where both of them are right now.
Okay. I'm sorry, Mr. Sheldon, I interrupted you.
Now, my other thing is, I'm a little bit confused on the East Campus Master Plan. Is there a document that got produced on
No,
this?
There is not.
Okay. Because we spent $133,000.
I know we did.
And we got the map? Is what we got?
Well, we had several delineations of the map, and we had... There were several issues related to utilities, the roadway. It's been a long time ago. There were several components of it. But when the nursing home happened, it stopped. And we never got a final report. Yeah.
I do believe that there is documentation from previous meetings about the interior of the building.
Correct.
Unrelated to the East Master Campus Plan, where we identified departments that wanted space, needed space,
yes.
wanted to expand.
Well, I just pulled out my survey, which the Champaign County East Campus Master Plan, which I gave to Riley and talked about, and we had a meeting with Riley, and it's got what's your department, function, operations, adjacencies, growth, potential, you know, where you might see growth, facility deficiencies, other space you might have, about the vehicle issues. And so I'm just wondering, when we went through...
Okay, well, what's the point? What's that got to do with what we're doing here? The point? I'd like to get to the point.
Okay, my point is that we spent $133,000. Steve, I'll tell you what, if you want my point... And you want to listen, but you know
I'm listening, Mark. I can shake my head if I think
you're absolutely right, Steve. And if you think that that's a way that we have good discussions,
this isn't about you and me, Mark. We never have good discussions.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you never discuss anything, Mr. Ziegman.
Answer to a question you asked earlier about whether or not we need the space, the square footage, because it is an increase in square footage. One of the things when we talk about the history of moves and things out here, that support enforcement used to occupy a much larger, a substantially larger space down near what was on the coroner's office. It was moved out to the current space, a couple of years ago, I believe, in order to facilitate another movement reorganization out here. One of the things that happened when we did that is, of course, we moved our operations into a substantially smaller space. And one of the reasons that we would like to move again into a slightly larger space is that we're using what actually are extremely small offices down there, extremely small spaces for the staff that work for us to handle files and things down there. And one of the things when that move was made to the current location that support enforcement pretty much had to give up was the space they used to meet with their clients, the people who, support enforcement, for those of you who don't know, basically collects money that is owed to the state of Illinois because the state of Illinois pays custodial parent, pays for people who are receiving public assistance from the state of Illinois. We have to meet not only with lawyers and representatives of the state, et cetera, but some of those people who are the people who were the original police, the custodial parents, to come in, sit down with our people and meet them. One of the things we pretty much gave up when we made that move was that meeting space so we could sit down and work with those people and others. And that is one of the reasons that we want to look at this space, giving us some better opportunity to sit down and work with those people and have a little more working space than we do right now.
And if I might add, you're not talking a big, you're talking 20 by 25 or something like that.
Mr. Benson.
In
looking at this, it just looks like it's big, one big open room. Is that correct, currently?
No, there are offices.
It is partitioned off?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's partitioned off, and there are conference rooms and things like that. Okay.
There were individual engineers' offices.
I've never been up there, and I kind of assumed that, but I didn't want to say yes to this and then find out we need to go in and build some walls and do things like that.
There's very little.
Mr. James?
That's great. And on the same note, then, there's phone lines and everything.
Phone data.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connected to the
cameras. Okay. Anything else?
I would just like to add on.
Mr. Northrup.
The question was asked earlier about the, if all the other needs have been met or something along that line. I just want to add, I specifically remember the coroner's office moved over to Brookings October 12th of 2001. We were not consulted, to my knowledge, about that move from the old 1905 East Main until it was already decided and done deal. We used to have our office over there, used meeting space over there. This was under Roger Swain, the prior coroner. We were told at that time, when we were told we were moving over here, it was a temporary move. That was 2001. It was told to us a couple years. And I distinctly remember the date for sure, because we used that date for something in our office. But that's the day we moved into that office here in Brookings. And I periodically come to the meetings and put the information out there that we still do need proper space and location. And I think the concern here, and I'm not speaking for Mark, but my interpretation of some of the things that Mark brings up is without having some kind of plan, because I filled out the same survey that Mark has, and I have a copy of mine too, still, nothing ever happened to it. And so we sit around and wait, for something to happen and wait for the needs. And, I know this is different from what the state's attorney's office needs right now, but, that's our concern. We never know when or how it's going to be addressed. There's never a plan. Usually, in my case, it's just financial. There's no money for it, and I understand there's a difference between what the costs are for this move versus some of the others, but it'd be nice if we had some idea of where we were going. What are we looking at? It just continues, and it changes back and forth. It changed, one week or one month we're here, and we hear this move's going to take place or whatever. And then the next thing we know, we hear of another move, and we never even knew there was a need for it or whatever. And I know those needs can pop up, unexpectedly. But those are the concerns that one of the department heads I have, is that when we moved over here, we were never given any plan other than, it's just temporary for a couple of years, and it's been 7 years. So we're trying to figure out at what point, does it become something permanent, or do we work towards that, I guess.
And I would add to that and suggest that I do recall, again, from previous, and I didn't have the documents or couldn't find the documents from previous discussions of what the needs of different departments are. And the reason why I asked, had all those been met, I still believe that there's questions out there about what we were doing with the coroner, what his needs are, and would any of this space better accommodate those needs as well. I mean, we're going to open up 2,500 square feet in support enforcement. If I'm understanding, you're in 1,200 square feet. Would that work? But I do think we need a plan before we approve a move occurring, if there's some other things that could go along with that.
I'm hearing the discussion, and I totally agree. We've been talking about some of these moves and some of these options, and Dwayne brings a valid point to the table. But I guess I'm looking at that area over there, and it's already set up. And my mind was telling me the old highway building for whatever reason. I guess it's the way Steve writes his memos. But I would say if it's conducive to what they need, and really it's not going to serve other needs that we know are on the table at this point, that I'm aware of. I mean, I don't think the coroner can go in there without doing a lot of work and freezers and so forth and so on.
No, we did look at that possibility, but we would have needed the space below it, which I understand was leased to, or the park district had control over, so it wasn't conducive to that.
So are we going to hold up a move that can occur because there's this plan, which I'm 100% with you guys that we keep moving it around, but if that's conducive to that department and they need to move, they're not really gaining that much. I would say maybe we need to give it a good hard look.
Okay. Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion to allow the state's attorney's office to move over to the new areas designated on our map.
Second. Further discussion?
I would only suggest we're talking 2 weeks. You know, we're talking 2 weeks to our next facilities meeting. I requested a meeting tonight because I misunderstood what Mr. Weidel had sent in his email. And could we just go ahead and have the board decide tonight for this move versus having a special facilities meeting? I said, no, I don't want it to do that. It needs to come to facilities. I would prefer to think about it, get some additional, and have Denny bring us the information to make sure that we're not overlooking someone who has requested needs or space from our previous discussions that we've had at this meeting, and not have someone come back to us later and do that. So
I'll take that as a motion to defer. Is there a second?
Second.
Right. Discussion.
I would point out I sent out a notice of this agenda to all the department heads, pointing out that look at item 4 specifically. I think that's probably why some of them are here.
Mr. James.
Steve or Julia, I mean, is it imperative that you move within the next 2 weeks? Do we have time to review more documents?
It would certainly be helpful. We also got facilities issues of our own, the courthouse with the net construction project. We have some budgetary issues necessarily involved in this one. We have regular federal state budget, and that kind of thing.
Can I also suggest that that space has been vacant since the highway moved out, which was when? And no one has brought this issue forward. I can't think of any other department, frankly, that's interested in that space. If they were, they would be here.
Mr. Sam?
I don't understand what the point of meeting is.
Well, I would only suggest that if it's been vacant since June of last year, if this was brought up Monday of last week, what now means that we've got to make the move without waiting a couple more weeks to think about it or discuss it. So, again, I'm not in favor of making that decision tonight.
Any further discussion on the motion to defer? Okay. Ms. Cohert, are you here?
Well, actually,
yes, Ms. Reese.
Can I just add 1 point? We have a large file storage unit that has to be moved, and we have to pay to move that, and we would be paying for that out of the support enforcement budget, which is a state budget, which is on the state budget year. And so deferring this does make it difficult for us to be able to budget and to get approval from the state for that payment.
You basically know that you can get it out of the fiscal year that ends June 30th, is my understanding. If this were delayed past June 30th, the state budget might not have enough appropriation in it next year to cover moving the file storage system.
Mr. Beckett.
Chairman.
The move is scheduled for July 11th, if the committee were to approve. And that was agreed upon based upon the court schedule. So.
Any further discussion? Okay, on the motion to confer, or motion to defer, call the roll.
Bensel?
Yes.
Cohert?
What's that?
I'm saying that the room number 2, I'll talk about.
Well, you have to vote or leave the room. That's pretty, it's that simple. You can't abstain. You don't have any reason to abstain. So you're either at the meeting or you're not. I'm sorry, but those are our rules.
I'm saying that.
Okay, I didn't hear you. I couldn't. I understand now. I apologize.
James?
No.
Jay?
No.
Richards?
Yes.
Sapp?
Yes.
Smucker?
No.
Weibel?
No.
Beckett?
No. Fails?
No.
Okay, on the main motion. Now, do you understand the main motion? I'm sorry, because I know you came in late. The main motion is to approve the state's attorney's move up into the vacated highway space. Okay? Call the roll.
Bensel?
No.
Cohert?
Yes.
James?
Yes.
Jay?
Yes.
Richards?
No.
Sapp?
No.
Smucker?
Yes.
Weibel?
Yes.
Beckett?
Yes. Motion carries. Is there any other business? We're adjourned. Thank you.